Nearly 28% of the men surveyed by the South African Medical Research Council said they had raped a woman or a girl, with nearly 5% saying they had done so in the past year. Men also admitted to raping their partners, participating in gang rapes, and some raped other men or boys. Nearly 10% said their first experience of coercive sex was when they were 10 or younger, and most raped for the first time before age 20. Rachel Dukes, the director of the Council's Gender and Health Research Unit, said the study showed that men who rape generally also engage in other risky behaviours.
They're more likely to be physically violent towards women. They're more likely to have had multiple sexual partners. Particularly, I looked at having more than 20 sexual partners, having transactional sex, sex with a prostitute, very heavy alcohol consumption.
Dukes notes that many men who rape had childhoods where one or both parents was absent, where there were poor parent-child relationships, or where they experienced physical, sexual, or emotional abuse. In addition, she says, many men who rape grow up poor and with few prospects of building productive lives.
And I think one of the ways in which we see violence towards women and violence towards other men sort of developing as an idea and legitimated is within a context where men feel that they don't have avenues to express themselves as successful men in more benign ways, through having jobs, through having families, homes, through feeling good about themselves in the sort of conventional way that is accessible to men who are in a much higher income bracket.
South African society is overwhelmingly patriarchal, and Duke says this has contributed to a skewed view of manhood.
Well, we certainly have a dominant idea of masculinity that's really rooted in our overall patriarchal society. And that idea is based on the fact that men are superior to women and that men should be leading women, men should be in control of women. And one way in which men demonstrate the control is through the idea that they should be able to get any woman who they want to for, you know, as a girlfriend or for sex.
Duke said they were surprised to find that men who rape are no more likely to be HIV positive than those who do not. However, she says that because violence is so often associated with rape, the chances of transmitting HIV in a rape encounter are increased. Consequently, she says that treatment of rape victims should always include post-exposure prophylaxis against HIV. The survey of 1,738 men between the ages of 18 and 49 from all race groups and across different socioeconomic groups was done in three districts of South Africa's Eastern Cape and KwaZulu-Natal provinces. The survey was conducted using digital recording devices to ensure the anonymity of the respondents. Dear Robertson, VOA News, Johannesburg.